Welcome to the Guns of Moe Newsroom. I'm JP. This week I'm joined by Kyle and the return of Vinny. How are you doing, Vinny?
I'm doing okay. I'm having a bit of a crisis because I said I was bringing a Z to somebody's house and he had no idea what I meant.
How are you doing, Kyle?
Well, I know what a ZD is, but before that, have you heard the news about Sunny Boy? I feel like an evangelical person going door to door.
Evangelist?
I don't know if I know the news, but I know that we're going to talk about it on the next episode of the No Name Show.
Have you heard the good news about Sunny Boy? You'll hear about it this Wednesday, probably.
Yeah, and I talk about the Labyrinth Harem show. It should be a great time. I'm not sure I know what a ziti is, and I'm afraid to say it out loud, but it sounds like a pasta. Yeah. Anyway.
It's a baked pasta, right?
Yeah. Someone didn't know what I meant. It was like, what do you mean? What are you putting in it? What's going on? I'm like, what does that mean?
It's like a red sauce. You bake the pasta. It's not rocket science.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, there's very obvious variation, but like there isn't, like, there's a core concept that was not there for someone who claims to be from New York.
Yeah, and remember, this is also Vinny, Mr. Pizza himself, and he has very strong views on Italian food.
Mr. Pizza.
Oh my god. They made a grave error.
Well, this is not a pasta podcast, but it is an anime news podcast. We talk about all the news from the previous week, pretty much all from Anime News Network. It comes out every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, and it's on all of your favorite podcatchers. You can leave voicemails, but nobody does. The most important thing I think that needs to get dictated at the beginning of this podcast is we have 69 stories and news.
Where are the demons? Bring on the pain!
Because we have so many stories, I'm going to have to go through these pretty quick. The first thing up, Crunchyroll has confirmed that they have solo leveling. Tomo-chan is a girl, and I believe also Mushoku Tensei Season 2. I feel like some of these were already announced, so maybe they were just like, no, but for real, we have them. This is, I believe, spillover from the Anime Expo news.
So it's like a day and a half of Anime Expo that didn't get covered last week.
Yeah, because we recorded at, like, I think 1:30, so there was still like 5 or 6 hours left of the event.
And then all Monday.
Oh, do they do a...
It's a four-dayer.
Oh, Jesus. I thought for some reason they did Thursday and not Monday, but wow, I did not realize that. Speaking of Mushoku Tensei Season 2, it has been announced that it will be coming out next year. That is not really surprising. That was a pretty big show. I would imagine they want to get that out as soon as possible. Speaking of things that are popular, I don't know, Fate Grand Carnival, that's a show maybe. Both seasons are on Crunchyroll. Do either of you pay attention to the Fate universe?
No, not at all. But apparently they're saying that it's a part of a grander universe that also includes Tsukihime and other things.
It's all the Type Moon stuff. If you want to listen to Type Moon stuff, just listen to the Reverse These podcast. Alan is a degenerate and likes that stuff. So.
See, I want to see Tsukihime. It's a series I've been wanting to watch for a long time, but now that I know it's part of the Fate Stay universe, I'm like maybe rethinking that.
I mean, I liked Fate Zero. Like, I think Fate Zero is a good show. I have no interest in getting like deeper into that. I know it is a way to lose money fast.
I will say that I watched the trailer for this, that's what this news is about, this trailer. And it actually looks interesting. Apparently the idea is like, hey, like the masters, who I guess are normally kind of selfless and in it, this one's like, hey, what if masters sucked? And then all like the spirits of famous people were basically like got together and like, fuck these guys. So it's basically like they form a spirit union and try to overthrow their bad people. So I can get behind that.
I guess I'm just fascinated by that I've been seeing this happen in real time, I guess. Because I remember when Fate Stay Night came out. Like, oh, yeah, this is whatever. And
the Studio Dean one?
Yeah, whatever the first one was. This was like when I was still in high school. And I think I watched the first episode and thought, all right, that was neat, I guess. And I had Tsukihime, the original series, on DVD, like the first two volumes, I believe.
Right.
And just over the years that I keep seeing those names pop up it's interesting to me that it's had so much staying power. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Speaking of powers, maybe Mashal, Magic, and Muscle. They had an English announcement trailer, I believe, streamed. I don't know if this is confirmation that it's coming out in English, but I assume that it is if they're doing an English trailer.
I look forward to Ultimate Mashal someday.
Ultimate Mashal.
I just wish the character was like, he's supposed to be like all, like the whole thing is muscles, but it's like a skinny, you know, like skinny boy dude.
I mean, having not watched, well, this isn't out yet, having not read any of the manga, I cannot tell you whether that changes or not.
No, just give me like the Yu Yu Hakusho villain dude who has like the crazy bones.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'll give me that.
80% of my power.
Where his shoulders become wings, essentially.
Oh, man. Tagoro rules. For fans of Vinland Saga, the first season will be streaming on Netflix and High Dive starting July 7th, which has already happened. That was a few days ago. I don't know if this was previously available. I assume it was because it talks about... Oh, where is it? I think it says, oh, yes, Amazon Prime. It aired on Amazon Prime in 2019.
Yeah, it was part of Anime Strike, I think.
It looks like Netflix Japan had a different dub.
Yeah, there's multiple multiple English dubs for this show.
This is interesting.
Don't see that very often anymore.
You do when Sentai's involved.
Yeah, well, what I'm wondering is Netflix Japan had an English dub, but did we get that? Was it like the Amazon Prime dub? I don't know.
I don't think so. I think they used the Sentai dub if they'd even put anything up.
Well, I guess if you want to watch that, it is on Netflix now. This next one is an interesting anecdote. I know me and Kyle talked about this off the air. That's what we call it when we're not recording. this is... there was a Dark Horse panel at Anime Expo, and they talked about how they, like... accidentally passed up on Attack on Titan and Rose of Versailles.
Yeah, and you know, this the sad part is that this ended up turning into like a bit of a pile-on on the person who told this, Michael Gambos, which is sad because, you know, there's tons of stories of people, like, the story is like, oh, he, you know, he was offered this manga that no one's really heard of. It's getting an anime? And he's like, eh, I'm not really sure we want it. And it's Attack on Titan. But for people who are unaware, before Attack on Titan, if you had just seen that manga with its like famously or infamously shitty art, I would have passed on Attack on Titan too.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting, I'm looking at the quote and it says, Kodansha offered the series. It only had 4 chapters out, but an anime had already been greenlit. That is, if that's true, that is crazy to me. It's like they... manufactured a hit.
Yeah.
Rose of Versailles, I guess I can understand a little bit more just because it's such an older series. And if you're not familiar with it and don't know how to market it, like that makes more sense. But Attack on Titan, that probably is a lot of money that they lost out on.
I mean, is it? I feel like, I'll be honest here, I feel like Dark Horse doesn't tend to do speedy releases. And part of what made that manga successful was... they pumped it out real fast.
Yeah. Well, and it's also on like all of the manga streaming apps. Apps. There was some more Dark Horse stuff. They are going to be reprinting the Panty and Stocking manga. I did not know there was a manga to reprint.
It's apparently one volume. So.
Not surprising because that was an anime. So this was probably just like a manga tie-in to
that little tie-in
more stuff.
Yeah, tie-in that ran for like 13 weeks or something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and I know that they have teased that there's more Panty and Stocking coming out soon. We talked about that last week, so I guess fans of that show rejoice. Masaki Yuasa, that's a name we talk about sometimes. There's going to be some films screening in California this August. It says 5 films. We have, let's see if it lists them all. Inuo, Ride Your Wave, Mind Game, The Night is Short, Walk On Girl, and then Lou Over the Wall. So if you are in California and want to see those, I would order your tickets now.
And maybe skip Lou Over the Wall, too. It's on August 7th as opposed to the others. You'll be fine.
I know that there was a limited screening of Perfect Blue in New York, and before I even got to the website, they had all sold out. So yeah, I think that these tend to go quick. Kadokawa has announced some digital manga. I'm quitting heroing. We talk about this one a lot. I don't know why. It just shows up in the news a ton. But if you want to read that one, it will be available digitally. It says the first three volumes are already available on that app. So that is neat. What else do we have? Oh, did you know? You remember Fafnir?
Isn't it a mecha or robot series?
I want
to just like tech. Are they like planes?
I think is a Fafnir. There's Fafnir.
I want to say, unless I'm misremembering, that Fafnir was part of like there was two shows that came out around the same time that were about like big titted anime girls piloting robots, and I feel like Fafnir was one of the two.
It says that Fafnir is a mecha series, so I was right about that.
I don't think we're talking about Fafnir in this article.
I might be thinking of Godanner.
No. Fafnir is another robot. I think it's a titty robot show.
Well, this is a spinoff. There's a spinoff anime of Fafnir. It links to their page in the article. I guess the first episode or so is getting a theatrical screening for people that remember Fafnir. There are a lot more. There's a lot more to do with this series than I would have ever expected.
Yeah, that's a lot of titles.
There was 1, 2, 3 anime sequels. There was a ton of manga adaptations. There was a Fafnir movie. Jesus Christ. So I guess.
Little did we know.
I guess I Fafnir'd up there. That was dumb. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's a movie. It has made over $400 million worldwide. I haven't seen it, but I think it's really funny that during the lockdown, Sonic the Hedgehog like dethroned Marvel as the top-selling superhero movie of that year after a decades-long winning streak. I assume neither of you have seen the Sonic movies. I think I ask that question every time this comes up, and you always say no.
Someday that answer might change. Today it is not.
I have to go in order, JP. I have to watch Sonic the Hedgehog 1 first.
That's fair. There is a lot of lore that you need to be aware of. I thought the trailers of both of them were good, but I have not seen them yet.
I think I fell asleep on the first one.
Like,
that sounds like a recommendation.
First of all, Kyle, you know if it's after 10, like 9 p.m., I will just fall asleep at some point.
Hold on.
That is fair.
You're telling me that you may have fallen asleep to a like you don't remember if you went to see the movie?
Oh, no. It was like at home streaming. Oh, okay. Probably like laying in my bed when it was put on.
I just imagine you waking up in a movie theater like, how did I get here? I think I went to see Sonic, but I'm not sure. We have a manhwa getting an anime adaptation called Why Relina Ended Up at the Duke's Mansion. It is an isekai surprise. And what is it about? It's probably about somebody in a mansion.
Basically, she's like regular girl, dies in a specific way, and then she wakes up as a fantasy character who she recognizes from a book she's been reading, who also dies in a similar way. But she knows this, and she goes, I'm not going to die like that a second time.
Oh, I feel like maybe we've talked about this then, because
no, I don't know if we have, but it does sound similar to many titles that we've talked about.
It sounds a lot like my Life as a Villainess.
Yeah, I know that we talked about something that had a similar plot to that.
Yeah, they recently all have the similar plot. That's why this sounds familiar.
That's why it got greenlit. Friend of the podcast, Evan Minto's company, Azuki, has announced some license at Anime Expo. If I could figure out how to filter my emails properly, he sent me a press release before the announcement, so we could have talked about this last week, but they always accidentally get in the junk mail.
I really want to read this. Three titles were announced, but the second one I'm actually really interested in reading. My Dear Detective, Mitsuko's Case Files.
I don't want to blow your mind, Kyle, but considering we are a news podcast, you may be able to request a review copy. We also are very good friends with Evan Minto. So we have Turning the Tables on the Seatmate Killer. My Dear Detective, Mitsuko Case Files, and what is the other one? Invisible Parade. It says that it looks like Invisible Parade has already started posting on their app, and I assume the other two will be coming. It says in April. No, August, sorry. My eyes are not working. But this is, it looks like this is a continuation of them licensing their own stuff and translating them, if I'm understanding this correctly.
But,
at least the digital stuff, because I see that Invisible Parade is getting a print version from Glacier Bay Books.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I know that, what was it, like 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, they announced that they started getting into like actually translating their own stuff. So that is neat. What else do we have? Break of the Dawn. This is a film. It has an October release date announced. I'm not sure I recognize this one. It looks like it may be a baseball thing. I don't know.
It says that in the future that we become aware of that in the future, if even their future, like Earth will be hit by a giant comet and everyone will die.
Jesus.
And then this is about like a young kid who's really into space. And then he finds a robot who's like an extraterrestrial maybe, and they're connected to the comet, and you know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that I just saw a little boy in a baseball cap and assumed it was a baseball anime.
It has that kind of really, like, it's a nice clean look, but it's also a kind of a generic look.
I will say I'm not super excited because it is Dai Sato writing, which is kind of a crapshoot, honestly, when it comes
to hit or miss
writers. Yeah.
He's a nice enough guy. I had lunch with him once, but I would say that it's roll the dice on that one. Yoshihiro Togashi, the creator of Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter Hunter, as well as Level E. I think no one ever talks about that one. So he addressed his health problems. Hunter Hunter has gone on hiatus several times over the years. And, I don't know if he's ever talked about why. We've just known that it was a health issue. And so he opened up a little bit about that and said that it's very uncomfortable for him to sit in a chair, which results in him not being able to draw. And so the only way he can draw comfortably is by laying down.
Yeah, and it's no joke. I actually been having back problems all week because I pulled a muscle or something. Not because I have like a bad back, I don't think. But all of his advice, 100%. Watch your posture, everybody.
Yeah, it's my Anime News Network is not loading, so I'm just gonna wing this one. So Anime Expo has announced the dates for next year's convention. Unsurprisingly, it is 4th of July weekend. I believe it's always 4th of July weekend. So this is 1 through 4. But they also announced that they're going to be putting on it looks like a convention in Canada, but it says California.
Ontario, Canada is a place.
I know that, but the headline says Ontario in California.
Yeah. This is city, Ontario, in California.
Oh, there is. Sorry. Okay, so I misunderstood and thought you said Canada. That's what I wanted to hear. So this is just a second Anime Expo? Is that?
It's a second smaller one.
It looks like November.
They're trying to relieve the pressure. Maybe their idea is like, okay, instead of having one Anime Expo, which is so full that all that crazy shit that happened, so maybe we can divert some of that. I that's the only way I can think this makes sense.
I've heard it's more of the theory I've heard is that it's a shots fired at Anime NYC.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
It's like a week
to me.
Or two early. It's like a week or two around there.
Oh, they want to have their East Coast versus West Coast. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's already because I know that there was a convention. Oh, God. Was it the Comic-Con in New York that tried to like take people away from Anime NYC? And then nobody went to the anime version of their con. It looks like it's a couple weeks before Anime NYC. That's November 8th through 20th. And this Ontario is
18th to 20th.
18th through, 18th, sorry.
That would rule that I have like a 12-day anime
Jesus.
Con.
But then
every staff would die.
The other one is the 12 and 13, so just a two-day event. I guess if you're in California, you could go to that. But I don't know if any of our listeners are. More Mashal news. Magic and Muscle is listed as a complete anime adaptation. I assume that means they're doing the whole thing. It looks like the manga is currently in its final arc. So it's a 12-volume series. So that's, I don't know if they could do that. They'd probably do that in 24 episodes.
Yeah. It's definitely good news. Better than just the, you know, kind of the pump and dump scheme we've seen so often.
Oh my God. So we Jesus. Have.
But they're the ones who are putting it out like, okay, here's a pretty short series. Take 13 episodes that ends with the characters in a complete, like, nothing.
It was JP's, like, laughing at the phrase pump and dump.
Wait, so I'm the bad guy? He said it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, you are.
So we've got a visual novel coming out. I don't see news like this often. It's called Witch on the Holy Night. Coming out from... Oh, is this Aniplex that's putting it out? For some reason, I thought it was going to be like Manga Gamer or something.
Yeah, because Aniplex has a video game.
And this is Type Moon as well.
That is not surprising then. I didn't know Aniplex put games out. So that's cool. We have a stop motion anime called, oh boy, Rilakkuma, this theme park adventure. That is going to debut in August on Netflix, August 25th. That's neat, I guess. I don't know. I don't usually watch these ones. But somebody will. What do we got next? We got some news about Suzume no Tojimari. That is Makoto Shinkai's upcoming film about opening doors. And I just thought that this was an interesting piece. They talked about how they chose the person that's going to play the lead. And they had 1,700 people whose auditions they looked at. That is
a casting director.
So Oof. Crazy to me. Because I would imagine that if you're in a position as a casting director, especially on a Makoto Shinkai film, you probably have like 15 or 20 people in mind. So this almost reads like they had just an open casting and just let anybody audition.
Yeah. And this is an unknown. At least according to like Anime News Network, they don't have anything on her. And it does sound like they are new to this, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's great when people get a chance to, like, a chance in a bigger thing. Because I know, like, Belle, the lead whose name I'm not remembering, but the lead, that was her first anime role. And I thought she did a great job. Let's see if I can find the name. Nanaka Hara is the person who will voice Suzume in this film. So
I hope that it gives her, a little bit less of, like, because a lot of voice actors have that kind of like anime sound. And I know some directors intentionally, like I know Miyazaki famously, like does not like voice actors to do roles in his films mm-hmm. because he doesn't want that sound. I wonder if this is going to be a little different in that sense. Right. Hope it was worth it. 1,700 people later.
We will find out soon. Dragon Ball Super Super must not be doing too hot. It got knocked out of its place in the box office by the Laid Back Camp film. So it went from number three, or it dropped, oh, where was it before? It dropped to number four.
Yeah, it was two before.
So that
now it's down at four.
So I don't know.
It's been running for almost for about a month now.
That's yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that.
And Laid Back Camp movie, it just opened, so...
I know that we will get the Dragon Ball Super Super movie in August. There is a new manga coming out from the creator of Mitsuboshi Colors. I don't know that manga, but it is going to be a post-apocalyptic zombie manga. So I guess look forward to that if you're a fan of that author's previous work. Lollipop Chainsaw comes up twice this week. We talked about it a few weeks ago, I believe. We weren't sure if it was getting a sequel or a remake or whatever. It has been confirmed that it will be getting a remake in 2023. And then later on, there was like news that Suda51 and James Gunn are not involved in the remake. I didn't know that James Gunn was involved in it at all. So that was interesting news for me.
It was an interesting co-pro, but it sounds like the original producer is behind this. He's really passionate about it. And a lot of the crew's coming back. And it also needs to be said that Suda51, he wasn't the sole director on that game. I don't know. I think it'll definitely be different, but surely this is better than it just like fading into anonymity and just never being available again.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, and I would imagine like remaking a game, you know, a lot of that probably can be on autopilot since you already have the game. You already know what the director's vision is. You just have to make it work with modern technology. Autopilot's probably the wrong word, but you would need less director input, I would imagine.
Yeah.
For people that were reading My Sister the Cat, that manga will be ending soon, or it has already ended. Looks like the first volume came out here. Or no, the first volume is coming out next year in America from Seven Seas in January. This manga launched in 2019. And does it say when it ended? I am not finding it fast enough, but... I guess, sorry.
It says the third and final volume will ship on September 9th.
Okay. Sad news up next. A mangaka named Kazuhiko Miyaya has passed away. They found him collapsed in his apartment. He was 76 years old. Not super familiar with his work, but it is always sad to see somebody from the business pass away, especially somebody that's been around since the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Mushi Productions alternative manga magazine. So that's like beginning anime times, yo.
This next piece of news is really interesting to me. So there was a Mob Psycho 100 Season 3 trailer or some kind of video that was shown at Anime Expo. And as you would expect, somebody took a video of it and shared it online. Well, I assume that that's just business as usual. You expect people are going to do that. But the official Mob Psycho Twitter said it was really sad that people leaked the trailer. I don't know if I feel bad for them because it's like, how many people were in that panel? Probably a couple hundred. Like, it's going to happen. What are you doing? Like, why didn't you put it on YouTube?
The thing is, like, I don't know if this is just them, like, putting on airs, but, like, a lot of, in Japan, I know, like, if they ask fans, like, they expect them to obey. And there's, like, that, you know, kind of culture of, like, okay. So I could see them being like, this is sad. And now in the future, they might not show off this kind of stuff. So like, it sucks.
I guess I get it. It just seems like if you're going to show a trailer of a hotly anticipated title at a convention, it should be normal business practices that you put that online after your panel. Yeah,
no, they should do this. I'm just saying like, you know, that's just how like business in Japan is so weird. Yeah. And their relationship with like fans and like it's much more structured in a weird way. It's like, yeah, they should know better. But
so apparently, unsurprisingly, speaking of the same kind of stuff, a bunch of people have put leaked versions of Dragon Ball Super Superhero online and Toei is considering legal action. That seems like a waste of time to me because it's like, what are you going to do? Sue, you know, some fucking guy for a couple $1 million or tens of that, like nobody's going to have that kind of money. It just seems like it's more of a deterrent than anything.
I mean, I think if the people are Japanese, they'll probably get screwed over bad. Japan is really not a fan of that stuff. But yeah, if you're in the West, you're probably fine.
Well, it's more that it seems like it's just because you're not going to get that money.
No.
You know, like it seems like a waste of time.
I mean, I'm curious if any of them will actually get sued and just sort of use this as a threat now to get them pulled down.
Yeah. There's a Doraemon film that is coming out in 2023. It has a March, I guess not like given a date, but March is kind of when they're teasing it to come out.
It's a 2D. This is not a CG one.
Oh, have they been doing CG for Doraemon? Yeah,
it goes since back, like, I think to 24. I actually just watched the first one, Stand By Me, Doraemon, over, you know, quarantine. Not a fan. It's actually very similar. It's like the Peanuts movie, the CG one, before the Peanuts movie.
Jesus. It's the same people who did the Lupin the Third, the first.
I heard that was good.
I don't think so. But I think it looks good. I don't think it... There's a lot like the story is the problem with that film for me.
Yeah.
There is a children's anime called Obake Zukan that has a second season that has been announced. It is coming out in October. So that is cool if you are watching that one. If you watch the anime, Those Snow White Notes, that was a fairly recent show. The manga that that was based on is ending August 5th. This next one we talked about a few months ago, so I thought I was hallucinating when I saw this. It was like the sexy anime girl version of Transformers.
Yes, although this time she has a face mask.
It looks like they're just available for pre-order now. So I guess if you wanted those, you can. No,
there's also a third figure. This is also like them teasing off. They're showing off at the very bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know the name of Transformers. Like whatever the yellow one is with the horns.
Bumblebee? Maybe.
Maybe. Probably. But yeah, they're showing off like the silhouette. And so they're hinting that we're going to get an anime girl version of Bumblebee.
Nice. Here's some great news for everybody. Do you like Death Note? Do you like Stranger Things? What if I combined those and gave you a Death Note live action by the creator of Stranger Things?
Didn't we do a Death Note live action in America already? Netflix?
Yep.
We did, and people didn't seem to dig it. I've only seen the trailer. I thought it looked interesting, but it's widely considered a terrible film. But I guess they still have the rights to that and don't want to let it slip by. So they're making
anime's big business. And you know, Netflix, like once Stranger Things is, I think, nearing the end, like, right?
I think it's done. I think the final season came out.
Oh, that was it. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then yeah, then those people, you know, they're looking for projects in Netflix, right? They have carte blanche.
It's been like 7 Japanese Death Note films that are live action.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I suppose there have been, but there's only been one American one, probably. So if you have been reading the 86 manga adaptation of the light novels, that series has been canceled. They've been on hiatus for, it looks like, over a year due to the writer and artist's health. It's interesting that it's both of them. So I wonder if maybe these are somehow they gave each other COVID. I don't know. It's very interesting that both of them are having health issues, but that series has
maybe been, they're both just being worked that hard, JP.
That's also a possibility. This next piece of news we talked about on the No Name show coming out on Wednesday. This is the first of two like mega deaths. Mega death is a ban. Historical deaths? I don't know. It's a really big deal. The creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! Was found dead in snorkeling gear on Wednesday. That's kind of all I know about it. Like, I don't think they've listed an official death. I know some people speculated that he was bit by a shark.
This isn't the first time I've heard of someone dying, like, snorkeling or something like this. So it's possible to, like, get hit with a wave and hit on a rock and, like, your back can break there. And so it's, you know, he was still active, I think.
And he was only 60.
And those first chapters of Yu-Gi-Oh! Are really, really good. And I recommend everyone should go back and read them.
Yeah, it really is tragic.
Yeah.
Could it be Ghost to say, rest in peace, Takahashi? We're sorry you left for the Shadow Realm?
Oh, my God.
Nope, you already said it, so.
Oh, damn.
Shangri-La Frontier, that is a web novel that will be getting an anime series next year. For some reason, I thought it already had one.
I think it does. It's familiar.
There was an anime called Shangri-La, but I don't know if it's related.
But I recognize this bird dude.
Well, it says it's a game. Maybe. Oh. Or maybe we've just seen manga. I don't know.
It all blends together. We've done this too long.
E3's coming back. This time kind of. With Reed Pop as a producer. Is Reed Pop, I feel like I should know that name.
Pop is the people behind PAX.
Okay.
And New York Comic Con, and I think a lot more things. Yeah, they're a major.
For some reason, I thought they made developer. Funko Pops.
Yeah.
No, they're not related to Funko Pop, thankfully. They're a different evil company.
So, yeah, I guess E3 will be returning, but this time owned by a different company, it looks like.
Yeah, the thing is, like, this changeover probably signals that if E3 comes back and is, like, able to, like, actually successfully migrate, you know, after, like, being gone for 2 years and changing hands, it will probably look very different.
Oh, for sure.
Like, PAX, just for people who are unaware, like, PAX is a Penny Arcade Expo. There's a few of them, and they're much more fan-focused, like, a lot more, like, letting regular people in and actually seeing what's on the event floor versus
E3. Is that part of Elsevier?
like E3 traditionally has been industry people. And then over the past few years, as they've kind of had a, you know, like a hard time, they've been transitioning to letting more people, but it wasn't like in a very limited way of like, oh, we're going to let content creators in maybe on like the third day. And then like, I think over time they've had to pull that back a little, but they still haven't gone like full, like fan convention kind of thing, mm-hmm. but like a mix. So I wonder if E3, like what it's going to look like.
Sorry, I just found out who owns ReedPop, and it's the awful company Elsevier.
Who are they?
They're an academic publishing company.
Oh, God.
Oh, bastards.
Yeah, so they own ReedPop, who was part of Reed Exhibitions.
So this next one, I just wanted to say the title. I'm not going to try to say it in Japanese because I will not be able to do it. But the creator of Aki Sora, everyone's favorite incest manga, their current manga, The Unreasonable Life of the Wizard Delray Curtis, who was ripped from his world and became a disgusting otaku, is ending in August. We have, however, a new manga coming out from Idumi Kirihara and Satoru Akihori. It doesn't look like they've given a name yet, but...
Oh, it does. It says it's titled Forward Zombina's Regina, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you, because I don't think I... The most important thing out of this is I looked up these creators, and Kirihara, there wasn't a ton, but Akihori is very dangerous. They created Saber Marionette J, Knights of Ramune, Maze... what else? They wrote a bunch of Sakura Wars anime stuff. They invented Sorcerer Hunters. I believe also Kashimashi. This person is out of their mind. KO Beast. So this is going to be a dangerous manga, probably. And
keep her eye open.
Magical Shopping Arcade of Benabashi.
Oh, yeah, that's the manga, not the anime. I think those are
pretty different. I misspoke. But yeah, there's a lot of danger coming our way potentially. So let's keep an eye on this one.
I'm ready for that flavor of danger though. We need this back in, our world.
Yeah. Well, we needed this in the early 2000s. It's probably not going to work now. Aizawa, that's a name I haven't heard in a while. The creator of Nana. I didn't realize that manga had never completed and it probably won't. They said it's been a long time since Nana went on hiatus, but I cannot restart it. So sorry to the Nana fans. James Caan has passed away at 82. I was surprised to see this one on Anime News Network. It turns out he played a character in The Tale of Princess Kaguya, which was a Takahata film. He played the character Bamboo Cutter. I have a lot of copy-paste for this next one, and I don't know why. It's called Welcome to...
Wait, before we go on from James Cotton, I forgot. The thing that they didn't mention is one of his first films was actually for Howard Hawks, one of Howard Hawks' final three films, and it was Redline 7000, which, in case you didn't know, is probably one of the main inspirations behind Takeshi Koike's Redline. So there's a second anime connection.
I did not know
that. You're welcome.
There are a lot of racing films named Redline, so.
Yeah, but that one's very similar. There's a yellow car. There's like a trans, you know, that kind of stuff.
There's a guy with
like
a lot.
There's more than, and Howard Hawks is a major filmmaker. So it's not like weird thing that would never have been seen in Japan, you know?
We have a manga called Welcome to the Ballroom that has gone on hiatus again. This seems to go on hiatus every couple of years, it looks like, due to the health of the author. And I think it also says that there was an anime version in 2017. So I guess, sorry if you're reading that one. Naked Ape, that's a name that I feel like I should know more about, but I don't. They're releasing a new manga called Shonen Psycho. Or maybe it's a manga called Psycho in the shonen genre. I don't know.
It looks like Shonen Psycho if I'm reading the article.
But that's coming out at some point. Kaguya-sama, Love is War. I feel like we've already said this. It's getting an anime film. It's a very popular series. I know that I believe another season was announced very recently.
I think that's what we announced. I just think that all the Kaguya-sama news bleeds together.
Yeah. At this point, I feel like I need to watch it. because
like, why
it comes up so much.
They probably just are good at putting out press releases.
That's fair. That's like the was it My Dress Up Darling? Every couple weeks they're like, we've released more manga, we've released even more manga. Kiki's Delivery Service is celebrating I think some kind of anniversary. It looks like 33 years since it originally came out, and so it's going to get a screening, limited screening in North America. So that's
ooh,
cool.
Double threes. That's lucky.
Is that a thing you celebrate?
I don't know.
Double threes, lucky.
Is it?
Yeah, my threes. Well, three used to be my lucky number. It was.
Oh, okay. It's your lucky number, not like.
Yeah, it's my lucky number. Like, I once, my first pack of Pokemon cards was the third Venusaur pack back, and I got a holographic Zapdos. So now three is one of my lucky numbers.
You know whose lucky number wasn't 33? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's when he was crucified at the age of 33.
There you go.
Okay. Wow.
Or maybe it was the luckiest.
Oh, God. I guess that depends on your perspective of biblical history. Okay, so this next one's a pretty big piece of news.
I thought you were talking about our Lord and Savior Shinzo Abe, honestly.
Oh, my God.
I thought that was going to be your transition.
not funny. Shinzo Abe was assassinated the other day. He was 67. We talked about this on the No Name show and speculated that maybe Vinny would know more about this because neither of us had a fucking clue how to talk about it.
I know a little bit about it, but yeah, Vinny, let's hear what you have to say.
What do you think? Like, he was shot with a homemade gun at a campaign event, is what I know. I guess, assassin, we don't quite know their motive yet, but it might have something to do with either pro or anti-Mooney shit. So I think anti-Mooney shit, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that, I haven't heard, like, they haven't released official, but it sounds like some religious organization in Japan, like, defrauded his mother, and he was pissed at them, and then somehow he might have been on, like, a Japanese equivalent of, like an extremist site, and somehow they conflated Abe with supporting them, and so...
Well, Abe does have, like, known connections to the Unification Church.
Yeah.
And they're a pretty wildly powerful organization in this world. Like, they own the Washington Times. And apparently all fish markets in the U.S.
Oh, damn. Okay. But, yeah, that's a pretty big piece of news that, while not directly anime-related, is impacting anime. Because we've already seen some things get canceled. Due to that, Bell was going to be screening on Friday. That was canceled, so memorial services and stuff could be aired. The series Teppan, Laughing Till You Cry, had its second episode canceled because it is about assassinating the president, apparently.
Yeah, it's like all that stuff. I know that, like, video games got really censored around after September 11th. I know they're totally different, but, like, there were games that, like, oh, you can, like, fly a plane in a city. And then they just went, nope. So we're going to see some probably mild censorship from this, for sure.
This could get real. I mean,
yeah.
Shinzo Abe already had some weird impact on anime to begin with, though.
It'll be interesting to see, because the show that I've been watching, Licorice Recoil, is about assassins. So I will not be surprised if that takes a hit in some way. We have a Boys Love Isekai series getting a third mini anime. What is it called? Fudanshi Shoken. What else? Oh, this is an interesting one. Oh, no, I'm misreading. Tokyo Revengers has 65 million copies in circulation worldwide. We will finally get to contribute to that in the end of the month, a couple weeks. 7/26 is when the first omnibus comes out. I already talked about Bell. The Gundam Witch from Mercury, that is the Gundam with the lady protagonist. That will have its first episode premiered at Comic-Con in San Diego, and then I believe the series will premiere for the rest of us in, is it October?
I don't think this is the first episode. This is like a, they call it the prologue on it. It might not be the actual first episode. That could be like an event. They think it only is available at events.
It says a prequel to the series. So
I misread the headline. That's why I have you people, to keep me honest. What do we have here? Ani ni Sukero Kasari Wan Na Nai is getting a fifth season. That is, there's no cure for my brother being around me. So I guess that's cool if you're watching that. Bastard, that's getting its second part coming out September 15th. I tried to watch the first two episodes the other day and struggled to pay attention. If you like Love Live, three of the cast members got into a car accident recently. They seem to be fine. It says minor injuries, but because of the accident, one of their events was canceled. Crunchyroll Expo is going to be premiering Mob Psycho anime, Mob Psycho 100's third season, first episode. When is this event happening? Do I have that? I don't know if I do.
August 5th to 7th.
August 5th to 7th. Oh, and then it looks like Mob Psycho will come out in October. What is this? There's a manga coming
out? This is weird.
That stars like the creator of 2chan?
Yep.
I don't know. I guess he is the master of settling debates. And so that's why they need him to help, I don't know,
fight the demon lord.
Yeah. So there's a thing to ignore. I don't know. What else do we have? There is a, this is probably not going to go well. My status as an assassin obviously exceeds the heroes. That manga has resumed following the creator's recovery from cancer, but considering we just had an assassination of a political figure, oof.
But here's the thing, though, that's weird. Like, in the Japanese newspapers, they haven't been referring to it as an assassination. Like, it's weird, right? Because that's what everyone in the world is saying, but they're, like, really pointedly not. So I really wonder how much we might actually see a blowback necessarily against, quote-unquote, assassins.
I feel like we only use that word when somebody, like, in a big position of power is killed. Because, like, if one of us was murdered, no one's going to say that we were assassinated. But if none of us were murdered,
but he definitely, like, let's put it this way. He was definitely assassinated. There's no, because Abe was still a powerful man. So I'm just saying, it's like weird. Like, I've seen actually several people on Twitter just like, why aren't they? Like, I saw a whole news article, I think, about it from some publication or another. So,
well,
maybe assassins in anime will be fine, JP.
You know what can be said for certain is that Hideo Kojima did not assassinate him.
Well, that's not what I heard.
Much to the dismay of the right-wing politicians in France. I guess they were like sharing pictures of Kojima saying like, this is the person that killed him. But then they realized.
They also really cherry-picked the pictures. The first one is of him wearing like the Russian, you know, winter hat. And the second one is him pointing at a picture of Che Guevara. And then the third one is him with a bag that has Che's face on it.
Jesus.
So they're really trying to paint a picture here that unfortunately Hideo Kojima did not kill Abe.
Unfortunately?
This world isn't that interesting.
Kojima's people actually came out and said, hey, watch your fucking mouth. We may come after you legally, which is great. But this reminded me of another piece of news that happened very recently when Marjorie Taylor Greene posted a Photoshop of, I think it's like the somebody that did a mass shooting, saying like, how blah, 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 this person was in rehab or psyche. I don't know the whole story, but I know that it was like a very obvious Photoshop. So the whole world is doomed. What do we have here? This is this another isekai? Of course it is. I'll try my best so I can pet and pat in another world. This is an isekai about petting animals. That's getting an anime. This one I guess I found particularly interesting. The creator of Cells at Work, Code Black, or maybe that's a spinoff made by, I don't know anything about Cells at Work.
It's a different author than the original Cells at Work, but Code Black is the one where it's like the guy who smokes and is like, you know, it's more about like adult issues like STDs and smoking damage and alcohol poisoning.
This makes a lot more sense then, because that person is starting a new manga series and they're teaming up with what looks like a porn mangaka. That additional context makes this less funny to me. Thank you, Vinny. But they have a new series coming out. Does it say what it's called? Is it called Yuri Force? Teases the story centering around a sharp-looking boy, unassuming, guided by the Yuri Force, helping out a girl named Hanazona.
It's called Love and Peace.
Nice. What do we have here? This is an anime short getting an English dub. It's called Henkei Shoujo, and it's from our friends at Ascent Animation. Ascendant. I don't know why I said friends. We've never talked to them. But these are like one-minute episodes. They're going to be on YouTube at some point, I believe. Oh, no. It was on YouTube. Sorry.
All I know about this is Mike Tool said it's good, so that means I want to check it out.
What else do we have? Sasaki and Miyano. That is getting a film in 2023, and it will screen alongside a Hirano and Kagura short. I feel like we've talked about both of these before.
Yes.
Dr. Stone, one of my favorite series. Dr. Stone, we knew that we were getting a third season. We knew that it was coming out next year, but we did not have any kind of timeline, so it is getting a spring 2023 release. And I believe they also posted a trailer. I did not watch that trailer because I just want to watch Dr. Stone cold.
It's not really a trailer. It's live action footage with letters over it and like Japanese writing. And the very end, they reveal the title, which is Dr. Stone New World.
It's always so funny to me when teaser trailers like that come out. Like you'll be in a movie theater and it's just a black screen and there's music. And then at the end, for half a second, it's like, Transformers 5. And you're like, holy shit. Like, what are we doing? So it sounds like that's what this was. This next piece of news, I have to maybe give a little bit of a warning. This deals pretty heavily with suicide. So if that is something you don't want to hear about, I would skip a couple minutes ahead. There is a anime coming out that is based on a manga called No Longer Human in Another World. And this is about a real-life author named Osamu Dazai, who was pretty miserable when they were around. And it looks like an isekai. And I think it says he just goes around trying to end his own life and failing. And so I looked up this person, and their timeline is dire. They tried multiple double suicides. Over
double suicides.
What? Like with somebody else.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So they attempted in the 30s. And then let's see, again, they tried in 35. This one was alone. Then we skip ahead to 48 and they successfully did a double suicide by drowning. That is fucking wild. And their body was found about a week later. So I don't know. It's kind of like this happened so long ago that I feel like maybe it's fair game, but it also seems like a really kind of dark thing to make an anime about, but whatever.
And I know like No Longer Human is like a major piece of like Japanese literature. There've been several anime and manga adaptations of it over the years.
Oh, yes. Yes, there. That does sound very familiar.
Yeah.
So this last piece of news was special rush telegrammed to us by multiple people on Twitter. Oh, I hate to be the reason you find this out, but Ken Akamatsu has won a political seat in Japan. I don't know what House of Counselors is, but
that's like their Senate.
I'm not a fan of it. I guess I never did replace this. I thought I replaced it with the Anime News Network.
You did not.
Article. I guess I did not fully copy paste this. My bad. We have kind of talked on and off about this over the last few months about Ken Akamatsu being interested in politics, and I didn't think he'd actually pull it off. So this is like minutes before we started recording, this got announced.
And it says he's the first mangaka to like really like reach this level of political office. So like all the mangakas across Twitter apparently have been just like congratulating him.
Yeah. Let's see. There's a quote from him right after 8 p.m. Various news outlets reported that I would be the projected winner of the House of Counselors ordinary election. The projected winner means the birth of the first manga artist to be a Diet member. This must be machine translated because none of this makes any sense. I'm sure Japan will change in order to not betray the voters who hoped for and cast ballots for me, and in order to live up to the representation of all the people, I'll be working to fulfill my campaign promises. Yeesh. So we have two Toonami ratings, sort of, because last week they hadn't come out in time. so we have the June 25th ones. For the most part, they're pretty good. Most of these are up by, you know, several tens of thousands. The only one that lost any viewers was Attack on Titan, which is the 3:30 in the morning airing. That lost 15,000 viewers, but pretty much everybody else gained viewers. And then last weekend's Toonami, we do not have ratings for. It looks like it was a Shenmue marathon. The only thing that they gave us numbers for was Primal, which stayed exactly the same, assuming that this is not a typo. So now we move on to the Right Stuff bestsellers, or whatever I call it. Over in the Blu-ray category, we have... Oh, these are all like new things. There must have been a sale. Akudama Drive Limited Edition at number 10. Violet Evergarden at number 9. Hentai Prince...
Violet Evergarden,
sorry. Hentai Prince and the Stony Cat at number 8. Food Wars at number 7. Wolf's Rain at number 6. The Book of Bantora, I've not heard that name in ages, at number 5. Or Battler Dunbine, Jesus, at number 4. Nichi Joe at number 3. Denocoil at number 2. And Initial D, The Movie Collection, at number 1.
I was going to say Deja Vu, but not really, right?
That is, that's wild. So there must have been like a Sentai Crunchyroll sale or something. Oh, my God. The manga is also crazy. It's all Kaguya-sama. This is a sign that we should be watching Kaguya-sama, apparently.
Or is it a sign that we should be avoiding Kaguya-sama?
Good point. I see where you're going with this. Yeah, every single spot for the manga is taken up by Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Jesus. So let's go on to the DVDs. Is this one going to be a bamboozle as well? Oh, yeah.
It's a little wacky.
It looks like it's all new stuff. Number 10, Chance Pop Sessions, which I think is a Imagawa anime. Number 9 is Hana Yamada. I don't know that one. Number 8 is Kiba Collection 2. 7 is Wizard Baristas. I've never heard of that one. Interesting.
Oh, baristas, not baristas.
Sorry.
Also, not baristas.
Not about coffee.
Terrible.
The cover looks neat. Number 5 is Pita 10. Then at 4, we have Gatchaman Box Set 2. Number 3, Samurai Jam Bakumatsu Rock. Number 2 is Cobra the Animation. And then number 1 is one of the only ones that I've seen on here before. It's Pat Labor, the third movie. I don't know what WX3 is. What is that, 23?
Wasted 13. Okay. It's just called it. Yeah.
So
guess how much it costs, everybody.
I bet it's $1.
Oh, twice as much as that. $2.
Ooh, $2.
Yeah, you have to be a big spender. You know, you got to pull out both wallets, probably both pockets, to find your wallet.
This
both wallets
is. I wonder what happened. I know Right Stuff is having this big like birthday sale because it's like their anniversary, but this is like everything is different after having reported on this for months.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it is, I know that Sentai's been having a crazy big sale. Like, I know a lot of it's on their own site, but it looks like some of that spilled over to here, too.
I mean, Sentai's own site is
just Right Stuff.
Is a front for Right Stuff.
Yeah.
If you've ever ordered anything, it also comes from them, so.
The manga thing is surprising. I wonder if they're, now they're all out of stock. Let me see if we go to just all of the bestsellers. What do we have? It's all manga. Of course it is. Anyway, this is the Gonzo.moe newsroom. I almost said No Name Show. That's coming out on Wednesday. Me and Kyle, we talk about Sunny Boy and Harem in the Labyrinth in Another World. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to listen to weekly recaps of that miserable show now. I also talked about the Yashahime manga, so rejoice. You can find more episodes on your favorite podcatcher. We are also probably on gonzo.moe. I don't know what to say. Follow us on Twitter. Leave us voicemails. Download our show. Tell your mom I love her. Goodbye, everybody. Boom, got him.
Tell your mom I love her.
I don't know.
Goodbye, Mama Chan.
I feel dirty.
Oh, man. Well, that was fun. I'm surprised we got through it. I panicked because we got halfway through and I realized we were only like 1/4 of the way through the list.
I thought we did it. We timed it really well.
Yeah, I was expecting to be, I was expecting to have a cram at the end and like skip over Abe dying.
Yeah. You know, the less important news.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I have to run to the city and buy a lamp. What am I doing in the city? I don't know. Oh, I'm buying Mario Kart, I think.
So you're buying a lamp.
I know. I just said that. Sometimes you just say things like that.
The lamp go on and then the light bulb wasn't there.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's because I do need to buy a light bulb. I need a Hue bulb for my bathroom.
What do you know?
Look at that. We did it.
It all comes together.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Get out of here. Go enjoy your day, JP.
Podcast. Yeah. And may the Lord be with you and also with you.